Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nazir, Daf Nun Beis, the seventh Perek, Kohen Gadol. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rava asked, regarding an ant missing a limb, what is the halacha? Normally, consuming an entire creature incurs malchus even with less than a shiur of a kazayas. Shiur gemir in lot v'hal chaser was the concept of a creature taught as a shiur, and this is deficient in missing a limb. Obiri gemir le v'ha'ika, or was consuming a creature taught, meaning a living being, and there is a creature able to live with its deficiency. On our daf, the Gemara brings a brisa which derives that a shear for a shear to be matami requires a chiyiga b'miksasa and shukukuan until he touches a part of them that is tantamount to its entirety and significance. B'shiyar chukamim b'kadasha, and the sages assessed it to be the size of a lentil. Shekenu chomet chilas b'riyosub b'kadash, because a chomet, the small sheretz, is the size of a lentil at its creation, so any part of a sheretz this size is significant. The Gemara argues that if a creature missing a limb could still be matame, then a chomet even smaller than a lentil at its creation would be matame. The Gemara answers that a chomet could not acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs. Only once alive could it continue living without a limb. Point number two, the Gemara poses a question. Shedra v'gugolas tanan, or dilma o shedra o gugolas? Does the mission mean a spinal column and a skull together are matame, or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is matame? The first proof that Gemara attempts is a brisa which states, Shedra shigered rov ilin shabbat tohara. A spinal column that most of its ribs were severed is not considered a spinal column and is tahor. Ubekever afil meshuberes o mefarekes. But in a grave, even if its ribs are broken or separated, tamei b'pnei hakever, it's tamei because of the grave which deems them connected. This seems to imply that as long as the ribs are attached, the spinal column would be matamei even if the skull is not present. The Gemara rejects this proof because the brisa may be discussing the laws of a spine together with a skull. And point number three, the Gemara attempts another proof from a list of six cases, which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tame, and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva later retracted. Al every mina mei shabba mishnei meisim, about a limb combined from two corpses. Al every mina chai shabba mishnei bnei adam, about a limb combined from two living people. Al chetzi kavat samu shabba mishnei meisim, about a half kav of bones combined from two corpses. Val revi'is dam haba mishnayim, about a revi'is of blood combined from two corpses. Val etzim kasa'or shenechel kushnayim, about a bone fragment the size of a barley which split in two. Vashedra v'gugolas, and a spinal column and skull combined from two corpses. If a spinal column and skull would each be matami independently, then the list totals seven cases, not six. The Gemara offers four answers. The machlokas of etzim kasaora is not to be counted because the disputant is one individual and not the majority opinion. That every mina meis and every mina chayr to be counted as one. That etzim kasaora is not counted because a nazir would not shave based on its oel, which is not matame. Or that this list refers to those which Rabbi Akiva retracted, thus the case of a revius of blood, which he did not retract, is not counted among the six. So once again, the 3 points are number one on the previous daf. Rava asked, regarding an ant missing a limb, what is the halacha? Normally, consuming an entire creature incurs malchus even with less than a shear of a kazayas. Shiur gemir in lot v'hal chaser was the concept of a creature taught as a shiur, and this is deficient in missing a limb. Obiri gemir le v'ha'ika, or was consuming a creature taught, meaning a living being, and there is a creature able to live with its deficiency. On our daf, the Gemara brings a brisa which derives that a shear for a shear to be matami requires a chiyiga b'miksasa and shukukuan until he touches a part of them that is tantamount to its entirety and significance. B'shiyar chukamim b'kadasha, and the sages assessed it to be the size of a lentil. Shekenu chomet chilas b'riyosub b'kadash, because a chomet, the small sheretz, is the size of a lentil at its creation, so any part of a sheretz this size is significant. The Gemara argues that if a creature missing a limb could still be matame, then a chomet even smaller than a lentil at its creation would be matame. The Gemara answers that a chomet could not acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs. Only once alive could it continue living without a limb. Point number two, the Gemara poses a question. Shedra v'gugolas tanan, or dilma o shedra o gugolas? Does the mission mean a spinal column and a skull together are matame, or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is matame? The first proof that Gemara attempts is a brisa which states, Shedra shigered rov ilin shabbat tohara. A spinal column that most of its ribs were severed is not considered a spinal column and is tahor. Ubekever afil meshuberes o mefarekes. But in a grave, even if its ribs are broken or separated, tamei b'pnei hakever, it's tamei because of the grave which deems them connected. This seems to imply that as long as the ribs are attached, the spinal column would be matame even if the skull is not present. The Gemara rejects this proof because the brisa may be discussing the laws of a spine together with a skull. And point number three, the Gemara attempts another proof from a list of six cases, which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tame, and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva later retracted. al every mina mei shaba mishnei meisim, about a limb combined from two corpses, val every mina chai shaba mishnei bnei adam, about a limb combined from two living people, val chetzi kavat samu shaba mishnei meisim, about a half kav of bones combined from two corpses, val revi'is dam haba mishnayim, about a revi'is of blood combined from two corpses, val etzim kaseor shenechel kashnayim, about a bone fragment the size of a barley which split in two, vashedra v'gugolas, and a spinal column and skull combined from two corpses. If a spinal column and skull would each be matami independently, then the list totals seven cases, not six. The Gemara offers four answers. The machlokas of etzim kaseora is not to be counted because the disputant is one individual and not the majority opinion. That every mina meis and every mina chayr to be counted as one. That etzim kaseora is not counted because a nazir would not shave based on its oel, which is not matame. Or that this list refers to those which Rabbi Akiva retracted, thus the case of a revius of blood, which he did not retract, is not counted among the six. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Beis, and our standard Siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, a newbie to Yiddishkeit, someone new to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical and Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull. And then quickly ran to hide at the visiting display of six cases, where one rabbi ruled Tameh, and the majority ruled Tahor. Once again, in slow motion. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more in Daf Nun Beis. The hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, which reminds the Gemara brings a brice which derives that the shear for a shear to be Tameh requires until he touches a part of the net is tantamount to its entirety in significance, and the chomet assessed it to be the size of a lentil, because a chomet, the small sheretz, is the size of a lentil at its creation. So any part of a sheretz this size is significant. The Gemara argues that if a creature missing a limb could still be matame, then a chomet even smaller than a lentil at its creation would be matame. The Gemara answers that a chomet cannot acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs. Only once alive could it continue living without a limb. So the hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, which reminds us, the Gemara poses a question, does the Mishnah mean a spinal column and a skull together are matame? Or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is matame. The Gemara's first proof is rejected. So the hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, and then quickly ran to hide at the visiting display of six cases, where one rabbi ruled Tameh, and the majority ruled Tahor. Which reminds us, Gemara attempts another proof from a list of six cases, which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tameh, and the Rabban ruled Tahor, and Rabbi Akiva later retracted. The sixth case mentioned was a spinal column and skull, combined from two corpses. Now, if a spinal column and skull would each be matame independently, then the list totals seven cases, not six. The Gemara offers four answers. So once again, the hairy newbie to Yiddishkeit, who was a curator at the Anatomical Tumah Museum, was shocked when his pet chomet, that was missing a leg, knocked over an old spinal column on display, severing it from the skull, and then quickly ran to hide at the visiting display of six cases, where one rabbi ruled Tameh, and the majority ruled Tahor. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Memches. So the simmer Daf Memches is a brainiac. So here goes. The hairy brainiac, that must mean we're in Daf Memches. The hairy brainiac Nazir, who got a migraine, trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tzaraas, which reminds us, we learned from a Gezer Shavah with the word Kli'imo, that just as a Nazir, the Tumah of Tzaraas and Ziva are permitted, so too by Kohen Gadol. So the hairy brainiac Nazir, who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva darshens from the word La'achiv, that even one who is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir becomes Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah. So the hairy brainiac Nazir, who got a migraine trying to compute why his mother told him he could become Tameh from Tzaraas, while his brother taught him that if he was a Kohen Gadol, he could become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah, called his neurologist in a panic when his sister said he should even stop for a Meis Mitzvah on his way to Shechtes Pesach and circumcise his son, which reminds us. Abrais explains that the word Ulachoso, and for his sister, written by Nazir teaches that if one was going to Shechtes Pesach, or circumcise his son, and he heard that a relative died, he could not become Tameh for them, because these mitzvahs, which are punishable by Karis, are more severe than the mitzvah to bury his relatives. The Torah writes Ulachoso to qualify this law. Only for his sister he does not become Tameh while on the way to perform these mitzvahs, but for a Meis Mitzvah he does become Tameh, even at the expense of Pesach or Milah. Daf Mem Tes. So the Simmer Daf Mem Tes relates to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The hairy butcher, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Tes. The hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara said, since Rabbi Akiva derives from Le'achiv, that even a Kohen Gadol was a Nazir becomes tummy for a mace mitzvah, and certainly a Kohen Hedyot, why did the Torah need to write La'aviv Le'imo by Kohen Gadol? And answers that if the Torah had written his father, I might say the reason it cannot become tummy for him, Mishum de Chazak Ba'amu, because it's only presumption that he truly is his father cannot be established with certainty. But his mother, whom we know for certain gave birth to him, he could become tummy for her. And if the Torah had only written his mother, I might say he cannot become tummy for her because his yichus does not follow hers. But perhaps he could become tummy for his father, whose yichus he follows. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother, the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumah strewn on the street. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'elu tumas anazim agalech, for the following tumas anazim ashev, and lists 10 sources of corpse tumah. So the hairy butcher preparing meat for the father and mother of the Kohen Gadol Nazir, who became tummy for a mace mitzvah, told them to be careful not to step on any of the 10 forms of corpse tumah strewn on the street. And not let the confrontational apprentice of a competitor who was banging on the door get in. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Meir passed away, Rabbi Yehuda told his Talmidim, Rabbi Meir's Talmidim are not to enter here, because they are confronting him, because they are confrontational, and they do not come to learn Torah, rather to undermine me with halachos. Sumchus, the Talmud of Rabbi Meir, pushed his way in and challenged him by telling him how Rabbi Meir had taught the Mishnah. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Memtes Amabes had taught that a kazayis of netzel, a substance made of decomposed flesh from a corpse, is matami a Nazir. Here Abai asked Rava, yesh netzel behema or ain netzel behema? Is there a rule of netzel for animals or not? Meaning, would decomposed flesh from a nevela continue to convey tumah? So the Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed that the steward pouring slow-moving zivite honey into a tamei teacup, which reminds us, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Koa nitzok tahor, any liquid poured into a container of tamei liquid is tahor, meaning the upper part of the stream and what remains in the upper container is not connected to the tamei liquid below, chutz medvash hazifim batzapichis, except for zivite honey and sapichis, a thick batter. Beis Shammai add a type of porridge to this list. Rami Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanakhama, yesh nitzok l'ochin or ein nitzok l'ochin, is there a connection regarding a stream of melted foods or not? So the Nazir on the hairy non-stop flight getting queasy from the netzel box of smelly decomposed animal flesh placed on the seat in front of him got a fright when he noticed the steward pouring slow-moving zifite honey into a tamei teacup had a ladleful of corpse dust in the palm of his other hand, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a Nazir must shave after contracting tumah from a mali tarvat rekav, a ladleful of corpse dust. The Gemara seeks to define the shear since the size of the ladle is not given. Chizkiah says, mali pisas ayat, it's a palmful, excluding the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan says, mali chafnav, a handful. Daf Nun Aleph, so the Simmer Daf Nun Aleph is a gnawing beaver. So here goes. The gnawing beaver, that must be more on Daf Nun Aleph, gnawing beaver. The gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, Ezu meis sheyeshul rekav, which corpse has the law of corpse dust that a ladleful is matame, a corpse which was buried unclothed in a marble coffin or on a stone floor, its rekav is matame because there are no other decaying elements mixed in. Rabbi Yochanan said, two corpses which were buried together become an admixture for each other because each is a foreign substance to the other and their combined rekiv is not matame. So the gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses that he tripped on hair that was connected to a corpse, which reminds us, Rabbi Barachama quoted Rabbi Yochanan, if someone cut a corpse's hair and buried it with the corpse, it becomes an admixture with it and the ensuing rekiv is not matame. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, all parts of a corpse are tame, except for the teeth, hair, and nails, but while they are attached, they are all tame. So the gnawing beaver got so frustrated that he couldn't gnaw his way into a marble casket that contained two decaying corpses, that he tripped on hair that was connected to a corpse, and landed on a pregnant woman's stomach as she started yelling that her Uber is like her thigh. Which reminds us, Rav Yirmiya asked, is a fetus in a woman's womb an admixture or not? Do we say that since uber yerech imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh for various halachas, it's considered part of her body? Or since it was destined to leave her body, it's considered separate? All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf does Gemara discuss 6 cases which Rabbi Akiva ruled Tameh and the Rabban ruled Tahor and Rabbi Akiva later retracted? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 2, which daf do you know that the hair of a corpse is not Tameh unless it's still attached? That's on daf Nun Av. Good. Number 3, which daf do you know that a chomer could not acquire a life force if it was missing any limbs? Only once alive could it continue living without a limb? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 4, which daf is a malchokas of the shear from a low tarbid rekab, a handful of corpse dust, is a palmful or a handful? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 5, which daf when a corpse is buried unclothed in a marble coffin, its rekab is matame since there are no other elements mixed in? That's on daf Nun off. Good. Number 6, which daf that the gezer shava of Le'imo teaches that just as the tumah of tzaras and ziva is permitted to a nazir, it's permitted to a kohen gadol? That's on daf Memches. Good. Number 7, which daf does the Gemara discuss if there is netzel for animals? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 8, which daf we have a question if an uber, a fetus, is considered an admixture in the mother's body or not because uber yerech imo? That's on daf Nanav. Good. Number 9, which daf does the Gemara pose a question whether the Mishnah means a spinal column and skull together are metame, or perhaps it means either a spinal column or a skull is metame? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. And number 10, which daf do you discuss the 10 sources of corpse tuma that require a nazir to shave? That's on daf Memtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.